Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on modulating a top loop for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this session, we're going to take a loop that might feel a little flat on repeat and turn it into something that breathes, moves, and feels like it belongs in a proper DNB arrangement. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and old school DNB, the top loop is not just background, it's part of the groove. It glues the drums together, adds motion, and helps the track evolve over time. Now, before we touch any effects, let's choose the right kind of loop. You want something with clear high-end rhythm, like hats, shakers, rides, or chopped break tops. If the loop is too muddy or too full in the low end, it's going to fight the kick, snare, and bass. So start with a loop that already has a strong rhythmic identity. Drag the loop into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and make sure warp is turned on. For jungle and old school DNB, a tempo around 160 to 175 BPM makes sense, and if you want that classic roller feel, 172 to 174 BPM is a really good place to start. The goal is to get the loop sitting tightly with the groove, not drifting around it. Before we add movement, we need to clean the loop up a little. Insert EQ 8 first. High pass the low end somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz, so any unnecessary rumble gets out of the way. If the top loop has harshness, you can dip a narrow area around 6 to 9 kHz by a couple of dB. Don't overdo it. We're just making room for the rest of the track. After that, add utility. Keep the width at 100% to start. Then listen. If the loop feels too wide and messy, narrow it a little to around 80 or 90%. In DNB, this matters a lot, because the kick, snare, and sub need space in the center. A top loop should support the track, not smear it. Now for the main movement tool, auto filter. Place it after EQ 8 and utility. Start with a low pass filter and set the cutoff somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. Add a little resonance if you want some edge, but keep it modest. We're aiming for energy, not a whistle. Here's where the magic happens. Automate the filter over 4, 8, or 16 bars. Think in phrases, not constant motion. Maybe the loop starts a little darker, then slowly opens up. Or maybe it starts bright and closes down to create tension before the drop. For an old-school lift, you might move from around 6 kHz up to 14 kHz. For a darker jungle passage, you might go the other way, from brighter down to more filtered and tense. A simple way to think about it is this. The first half of the phrase can feel a little more closed, and the second half can open up and release. That contrast is what makes the loop feel alive. Tiny filter changes can create a big emotional shift at fast tempos. If you want more of that sample-based jungle character, now is the time to add a little pitch or warp movement. Open the clip view and make sure warp is on. If the loop is percussive, beats mode might work well. If it's looser, you can try complex or complex pro, but keep your changes subtle. A great beginner move is to automate the clip transpose by just 1 to 3 semitones for a short phrase, then bring it back. You can also try a very small detune movement if the sample responds well. The idea is to give it that slightly worn, tape-like, old record feel. Keep it gentle. In drum and bass, too much pitch movement can turn cheesy very quickly. Next, let's add some rhythmic space with simple delay. Put it after the filter. Start with sync on. Set the left side to an eighth note, and the right side to either dotted 8th or 16th. Keep the feedback low, around 10 to 25%, and only use a little dry slash wet, maybe 5 to 15%. The trick here is not to leave the delay on all the time. Use it as a throw. Let it on the last note of a phrase, or the last bar before a drop. That way it feels intentional and musical. If you want cleaner control, you can put the delay on a return track and send the loop into it only when needed. That's a really solid workflow habit, especially as your projects get bigger. If the loop needs a bit more grit, add saturator or redux. Jungle and darker DNB often benefit from a bit of roughness, but again, keep it controlled. With saturator, you can turn on soft clip and add a few dB of drive, then trim the output so the level stays balanced. With redux, use just enough bit reduction or sample rate reduction to roughen the texture without destroying it. A good teacher tip here, if your loop is already bright, heavy distortion can make it harsh really fast. Usually, a little saturation goes a long way. You want worn and exciting, not painful. Now let's make the loop evolve from inside the clip using clip envelopes. This is one of the cleanest beginner workflows in Ableton, because you're attaching the movement to the loop itself instead of drawing loads of track automation everywhere. Inside the audio clip, try automating filter frequency, sample volume, transpose, or send amount. A simple four-bar idea could be Bar 1 is dry and centered. Bar 2 gets a little darker. Bar 3 lifts brightness again. And bar 4 throws a small delay or reverb swell at the end. Keep those changes subtle. A 1 to 3 dB shift is often enough for volume, and filter movement should still feel musical rather than dramatic. Next, use utility again to shape stereo width over the phrase. A top loop can feel more exciting when it opens up a little, and then tighter when the drop hits. You might start around 80 to 100% width, open it to 110 or 130% for a more atmospheric section, then pull it back to 70 or 90% when the drums need focus. This is a really important jungle and DNB idea. Width is part of tension and release. A wider top loop often sounds bigger and more energetic, but too much width can make cymbals feel splashy or facey. So check it in mono sometimes and make sure the transient edge still feels sharp. One of the best arrangement tricks in this style is the last bar transition. The final bar of a phrase should usually do something noticeable, even if it's tiny. Maybe the filter opens quickly in the last half bar. Maybe you add a short delay throw on the final hit. Maybe the reverb send jumps up for just a moment and then cuts. Maybe the loop gets a little wider for one bar before snapping back. That's the kind of detail that makes a loop feel composed instead of endlessly repeated. In jungle especially, those phrase level changes matter a lot. The music is all about edits, derivation, and movement. And if you want even more control, you can resample the modulated loop, create a new audio track, route the original loop into it, or use resampling, then record 4 to 8 bars of the movement. Once it's printed to audio, you can chop it, reverse a hit, duplicate the best section, or build a second drop variation. That's very much in the spirit of jungle production, where the finished edit is often just as important as the original loop. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the loop too busy. If the modulation starts stealing attention from the kick, snare, and bass, pull it back. Second, avoid too much reverb on fast patterns. DNB reveals muddy tails instantly. Third, don't widen everything too much. The center needs to stay strong. And fourth, don't automate every parameter at once. Pick one main movement source first, usually the filter, then add one extra effect if the loop still needs more life. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, remember this: contrast is your friend. A section that is tighter, drier, and darker will make the next section feel bigger when it opens up. You don't need huge changes, just enough difference for the ear to notice. Also, keep the transient edge intact. Top loops live or die by the attack of the hats and shakers, so if your processing starts blurring that edge, back off a little. Here's a quick practice approach. Import one jungle or DNB top loop. Add EQ8, auto filter, and utility. High pass it, tame any harshness, and draw one automation shape, so the filter opens by the end of the phrase. Add a tiny delay throw on the last hit only. Make bar 4 feel a little wider. If it still sounds too clean, add a touch of saturator. Then resample the result and listen to it with kick, snare, and bass. If you want to push yourself, make 2 versions, one for a dark roller and one for an old-school jungle switch-up. Compare them. Which one feels more energetic? Which one leaves more space for the bass? That kind of comparison is how your ear gets sharper. So the big takeaway is this: to modulate a top loop in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB, focus on small, deliberate movement. Clean it up first. Automate filter motion. Add subtle pitch or warp changes. Use short delay or reverb throws. Control the width carefully and resample when the loop feels right. In this style, the top loop should breathe with the track. It should support the groove, add tension, and evolve with the arrangement, not just repeat in a loop. Keep it musical, keep it controlled, and you'll get that authentic, heavy, slightly wild DNB energy every time.